Our story is about Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and Rabbi Chiya, his disciple. And we've been discussing them for quite a while now. They were once traveling to do a certain mitzvah, and when they came to a small city, they asked the people, perhaps there's a Talmud Chacham who lives in the city. If we're going to spend the evening here, let's see if there's a Talmud Chacham we could visit. And they told them, yes, there's a Talmud Chacham in the city, but he's blind. He is Saginaho. And Rabbi Chiya said to Rabbi, look, you're the Nasi, you're the prince of the Jewish people. It's not respectful. You're going to go and you're going to go visit him in his house. He should come to see you. So I'll go and I'll visit him. And Rabbi would not agree to that. Rabbi Yehuda said, no. Rabbi was exceptionally modest and humble. And so he didn't stand on dignity. And he said, no, it's no problem. I'm going to go to him. And they went together. And they visited this Talmud Chacham. And they spoke Divrei Torah with him. And they enjoyed the visit. And when it came time to leave, so the blind man blessed them. And he said, you came to visit me. I am seen. My face is seen. But I do not see. In the merit that you came to visit me, one who is seen but cannot see, may you merit to the world to come to greet the Shekhinah that the Shekhinah sees but is not seen. The exact opposite of me. This time you came to see one who is seen but does not see, so may you merit to greet the one who sees but is not seen. And when they left after the visit, Rabbi turns to Rabbi Chiya and says, good thing I didn't listen to you. Had I listened to you, I would have missed out on this bracha. And Rabbi Chiya asked Rabbi, he said, how did you know it was so important to go and see a Talmud Chacham? So Rabbi said, I learned it from Rabbi Yaakov of Kfar Chitim. Rabbi Yaakov used to go visit his Rabbi every day. And when Rabbi Yaakov became an old man, so his Rabbi told him, don't bother, you're an old man, it's difficult for you, don't come to see me every day. And Rabbi Yaakov wouldn't give in. He continued going every day to see his Rabbi, because he knew that it's important, so long as he's alive, he should see his Rebbe. Why so? So the Gemara tells us that when a person sees the face of a wise man, that teaches him to be a correct person, and that helps him do tshuva on his sins, and ultimately he'll merit to see the Shekhinah in the world to come. There's a story in our generation. There was a big rabbi who passed away about 10 years ago, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. You've probably heard of him. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach was considered the big posik of Yerushalayim. And when he was a youngster, he was learning in yeshiva. I forgot who his chavrusa was. And they felt that they can't take time off to learn Musar. They have to focus on their learning, and they're not going to take time to learn about Musar, how to be better people. That's for a different time, not at this stage of the game. But then they said to one another, but what happens when we feel we need some strengthening in our learning? We need something to help keep us on the right path. So they agreed that whenever they felt they needed that, they'd take a break from their learning. They'd go to Rav Kook Zatzal's study. They'd peek in and see him learning. And seeing him would give them enough guidance and keep them going for a while. And that's what they did. Every time they felt they needed to work on becoming better people, they'd walk over to where Rav Kook was learning. They'd peek in, and just taking a look at him, that was enough. So I guess you have to be on the level to see that, for that to affect you. And you also have to have someone to look at, someone who's worth looking at, like Rav Kook, or like the Rabbeim in the time of the Mishnah.